بسم الله والحمد لله وصلى الله وسلم على رسول الله وآله وصحبه ومن والاه. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام عليكم. كيف حالكم اليوم؟ كيف حالكم اليوم؟ إن شاء الله we're here today and we are still doing the surah, surah to Yusuf. But now we're going to give you some benefits from each one of the surahs, okay? Each one of the ayah. So, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام را. So the surah begins with ألف لام را. One of the faida, one of the benefits here is that whenever the surah begins with, or number one, is whenever the surah begins with the letters of the muqatta'a, we call these letters muqatta'a. They are broken up and put in front of the surah. It's talking about the success of the Quran, how the revelation is mu'jiza, a miracle, and how the Quran ultimately it will come to pass. Everything is going to be well done with the Quran. Alhamdulillah. So the success, mu'jiza til Quran. Second, the letters Alif Lam Ra. What is understood from that by some of the Mufassiru is that the Alif stands for Hamza, it stands for Allah, the Lam stands for Al-Latif, the most meticulous, the subtle one. And that's because the word Latif is mentioned in this surah. And you don't find the word Latif mentioned many times in the Quran. So this Alif Lam Ra reminds you of that. Second, the word Ra, or the letter Ra, is in reference to Ar-Rahman. But this is all our own istinbat. This is all things that Mufassirun have mentioned about this particular ayah. Not saying that Allah definitely said these things. What we know about this ayah, there's another point, is that no one knows the meaning of it. We can only make educated guesses. The other thing that we know, the second benefit, is that whatever we say about this is that it is an tanbih. It is to gradually pull your attention. Okay? Alif Lam Ra. Now you're paying attention. Now let's see what goes on. Tilka ayatul kitab. These are the ayat of the book, showing that this particular story that is going to be narrated to us at this moment, it is. These make up the whole book so that even the story that they're asking about is part of the revelation of Allah. وَالَّذِي أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ مِن رَبِّكَ الْحَقُّ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. This is a recurring theme in this particular surah. He says, وَالَّذِي, I swear by the thing that has been sent down to you from your Lord, is the truth. The Quran is the truth. وَلَكِنْ, however, most of the people do not believe. We mentioned earlier that the word kafirat is not mentioned in the Quran. In this particular surah, three times it's mentioned that most of the people are not believers. So this is one of the benefits here, number four. I think three or four, I forget which one it is. You guys keep numbers. Somebody, every time I mention one, put the number on the screen so that I can remember how many there are, okay? We can have them down there because I forget the numbers. So okay. So it says most of the people are not believers. That's one of the points here. Okay. What number is that? Somebody please tell me. The next point, I'm gonna call it six. Allahu alladhi rafa'a as-samawati wa bighayri 'amadin tarawnaha. This is another fa'idah. Here's this is an ayah of geography. Okay, in the Quran is science. And this particular ayah is an ayah of science. Allah says, Allah is the one that raised the skies in the plural, showing that the sky is not one sky, but multiple skies. Samawati bighayri amadin tarawnaha, without any pillars that you can see, showing that there are pillars there, but you can't see them. This is the reality. Okay, the reality is, and our worldview should be based on what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. So we have an eye of geography. Okay, write that down and keep that there because sciences in the world are only four. Okay, now I went to the wrong surah, so I forgot one. I'm sorry. I should go backwards. I went to Surah Al-Ra'd. Jazakallah khair. For Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. Give me a second. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. I'm giving the wrong surah. I'm giving you fawaid from the wrong surah. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. MashaAllah. Jalla ma la yasfu. Jazakallah khair titsaku. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The Alif Lam Ra is still the same. The Tilka Ayatul Kitab Al Mubin. Tilka Ayatul Kitab Al Mubin. This is the beautiful thing about the Quran, Alhamdulillah, and about the Muslimin, that no matter what happens, we can all be corrected. And Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, the Quran is known by everyone. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Tilka ayatul kitabil mubin. These are the ayat of the book that is clear. This particular ayah is about making everything clear. Okay? Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Inna anzalnahu Qur'anan Arabiyyan la'allakum ta'qilun. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Allah is saying, I have sent down this book. Okay? Anzalna al-Qur'anan Arabiyyan. One of the benefits from this is that this book is a Qur'an, meaning that it is to be recited. The name of something is what it is mostly. So we call and what the benefit is from that thing. So we call an apple tree, not a green leaf tree, because the benefit we get from the apple tree is the apple and not the green leaves. We call a stalk of wheat, wheat, because the seed is what we get the benefit from and not from the stalk, not from the grass. Okay, so a thing is named by what it is. This is called Quran because it is recited. It is a recital. Okay, it is also called Quran. Another benefit is that because it connects. The word Qarana means to connect at a different angle. So one thing coming from one angle, another thing coming from another. The word Qara'a is, or Qarana has been anglicized in the word corner. Okay, Qarana. So corner, which shows two opposite or different angles connecting. What's the connection here with Quran being qara'a, something that is read, and the word qarana, a angles coming together in a corner, is that the different angles of the different prophets' revelation come together in the Quran, and they connect in the Quran. Arabiyyan. Arabiyya is, the benefit here is that the word araba means to make something very specific. Especially an emotion or a statement, to leave no doubt about what's being said. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. So this is a recital that leaves no doubt about its meaning. Okay? And it connects the messages, all the prophets' message, in a way that leaves no doubt about what they meant. Arabi, la'allakum ta'qinun, so that you can benefit and you can gain an intellect and have some restraint. Because your intellect is that which keeps you from becoming a savage. Without an aql, you're a savage. So this is the taqilun. This is the purpose of the word aql. And we call the wrap around the head, we call it our iqal. Okay? As it holds our heads together. Alhamdulillah. نَحْنُ نَقُوسُ عَلَيْكَ أَحْسَنَ الْقَصَصِ. Now, he says that this is the best of stories. Ahsan al-qasasi, the word ahsan, the fa'idah here is, it means the best in all ways. It means the most perfect. It means the most beautifulest. Okay? So this is the best of all stories. And the word stories, qasas, it implies all other stories that you may have ever heard. And it implies that this story is actually a multitude of stories. As we said earlier, it is not just the story of Yusuf. It is called the story of Yusuf because Yusuf is the central person in the lives of all the people that are mentioned in this particular surah. Okay? So it is the story of Yaqub. It is the story of Bani Israel and how they entered into Bani Israel. It's the story of Egypt during the time it had the drought. It is the story of the two Firauns that did not obey the tradition of that time and make shirk. It is the story of the people in the jail. It is the story of Zuleika, the Aziz, okay? It is some multiple stories of interaction between the brothers and how Hasid came between them and how they came back together, okay? Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. بما أوحينا إليك هذا القرآن. He reveals this verse because we have revealed to you this Quran. So نقص عليك أحسن القصص بما أوحينا إليك هذا القرآن وإن كنت من قبله لمن الغافلين. And you didn't know this story before. Meaning, this is a proof to the revelation of Allah to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why? Because the Jews of Medina had come and told them, tell us this story. Ask him about how the Jews got into, Egypt. Ask him about the son who had problems with his brothers and was thrown into, not a well, but was exiled from his own family. And he's saying, hey, I'm telling you this story, and you didn't know it before. When kuntum min qablihi lamina al-ghafini, you were totally unaware of this story. And it's proof of his revelation. Because this story was revealed all at one time. Okay? All at one time. And never did they know about it before that. They didn't know about the story beforehand. The Arabs, they knew about other prophets, but they had no knowledge about Yusuf. And in this story, another fawaid that you can pull from it, that there is no nasikh and any mansukh. There is nothing that has been abrogated from this surah, and nothing has been added, meaning taken away or added. إِذْ قَالَ يُوسُفُ لِأَبِيهِ يَا أَبَتِ إِنِّي رَأَيْتُ أَحَدَ عَشَرَ كَوْكَبًا وَالشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ رَأَيْتُهُمْ لِي سَاجِدِينَ. So he shows here that having a good dream is from Iman. Okay? A good dream is from Iman. He says, قال يا بني لا تقصص رؤياك على إخوتك فيكيد لك كيدا إن ربك فيكيد لك كيدا إن الشيطان للإنسان عدو مبين. قال يا بني, he says, oh my son, don't narrate this story to your brothers so they can plot against you. Shaitan is for people is عدو مبين. He's a clear enemy. From the fawaid of this particular ayah, we find that, number one, a father has to give his son instruction, okay? He has to give his son, and sometimes he has to give his son special instructions when it becomes clear that his son is going to have use his life in a difficult way or in a different way. So like if you know your son is going to be, let's say, a doctor or a lawyer, or he's going to live in a place that there is extra crime, or he's going to deal with racism, then that child needs special attention, special instruction. And the father has to ta'tani ya'tani bi ibnihi, must take special attention to his son. And is that when one son needs more attention than the others, or special attention, not more attention, the others, then the father should do this privately, as private as possible, and not, you know, do it in the face of the others so that there won't become any jealousy. Third faida is that when you can conceal any barakah that you think there's going to be hasad if you reveal it, and that sharing your barakah is only when you are safe from hasad. Okay? Four, another barakah of this or faida of this ayah is that hasad is so dangerous, it could make the brothers hate one another, or even brothers, even though they're from the same family, cause them to plot against one another. فَيَكِيدُ لَكَ كَيْدًا. And that this plotting is from shaitan's animosity towards man, and he divides them. So that this is coming from shaitan, okay? Then he says, وَكَذَلِكَ يَبْتَ وكذلك يجتبيك ربك ويعلمك من تأويل الأحاديث ويتم نعمته عليك وعلى آل فرعون يعقوب كما أتمها على أبويك من قبل إبراهيم وإسحاق إن ربك عليم حكيم. He says here, وَكَذَلِكَ يَجْتَبِيكَ رَبُّكَ. Now, this is the special attention that the father is giving his son. He's schooling him. He says, okay, now that he realizes what's going to happen to his son, he's setting him up to understand it. وَكَذَلِكَ يَجْتَبِيكَ رَبُّكَ. Your Lord is choosing you. So that's one of the faida. When you see your son has a special gift, it's from the obligation of the father or the parent to help him understand that. And so here you see the father is Yaqub. He's helping his son understand. يَجْتَبِيكُ رَبُّكُ. Your Lord has chosen you. وَيُعَلِّمُكَ مِنْ تَأْوِيلِ الْحَدِيثِ. And he's telling him what that barakah is. He is going to teach you the meaning of events. Okay? وَيُتِمَّ نِعْمَتَهُ عَلَيْكَ وَعَلَىٰ آدِ يَعْقُوبِ. And now from this faida is to recognize that when you're coming from a good family, when you have a good family, and you come from a good family, good is expected from you. Okay? So normally, good comes from a child that comes from a good family. So he says, وَيُتِمَّ نِعْمَتَكَ عَلَيْكَ كَمَا يُتَمَّهَا عَلَىٰ أَبَوَيْكَ. So his father, إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ, all of them were prophets, so you are expected, and you are going to take part in that barakah. So that's one another fa'ida, that normally a good family produces a good child. Okay? As the prophets produced this child. Inna rabbaka alimun hakim. Another one of the barakah here, or the fa'id here, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was and will always be alimun hakim. So we learn some of the fawaid of this particular surah in that, this particular ayah. How many is that? So I can gather a number. I know we should be easily at 10 at this time. Remember, we're going to go to over 100. Has anyone kept count? No one has kept count so far. Hey, alhamdulillah. Please, someone keep count. لَقَدَ كَانَ فِي يُوسُفَ وَإِخْوَاتِهِ آيَاتٌ لِلسَّائِلِينَ. From the fa'ida here is that Allah is telling us that in the story of Yusuf and his brothers, there is a number of ayat, signs, and lessons for those who look for them. سَائِلِينَ. سَائِلِين means those are asking. What was intended is looking for them, searching for them. Okay. إِذْ قَالُوا لَيُوسُفَ وَأَخُوهُ أَحَبُّ إِلَىٰ أَبِينَا مِنَّا وَنَحْنُ عُصْبَةٌ إِنَّ أَبَانَا لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. He says, He says, the brother's sons say, they say that Yusuf and his brother are more beloved to our father than us. And we're this big, strong group. So we can see from the fact of this ayah right here, we could see that the brothers misunderstand the actions of their father in taking care of his youngest brothers, his youngest sons. The sons are the older ones. Yusuf and Benjamin are the youngest. Of course, the youngest need more attention than the oldest. This is normal. But they interpret it as more love. So we can see the entrance of misunderstanding and hasid due to the attention they see the father showing his children. Then it says, اقتلوا يوسف او اطرحوه ارضا يخلو لكم وجه اب. Okay. ان ابانا لفي ضلال مبين. Is that the fact of the matter is our father is clearly astray. He is ضال. From this ayah, we see from the very beginning, you must remember this point. Because in the end of the story, we see that their children say, انك لفي ضلالك القديم. You're back to your old foolishness, your old ضلال. When is the old ضلال? Right here. When they felt that their father was dalal mubin, in the end of the story, they say, hey, when he says, I smell the scent of Yusuf, laula tufanniduni, if you only didn't think I was a feeble-minded person, and they say, oh, you are still in you're back to your dalal al-qadim, your old, foolishness. They're referring to this right here, because they did not believe in the wisdom of Ya'qub, alayhi salatu wasalam. So this is the beginning of that right here in this ayah. Okay? Then they say, اقتلوا يوسف أو اطرحوه أرضا يخلو لكم وجه أبيكم وتكونوا من بعده قوما صالحين. So from this ayah, we see that hasad can go so far that it can lead even brothers from the same blood to want to kill one another. So he said, اقتلوا يوسف أو اطرحوه أرضا. Or let's beat him and drive him out the land. So we see the fact is that hasad is so extreme, it can cause brothers to want to kill one another. يَخْلُوا لَكُمْ وَجْهُ أَبِيكُمْ وَتَكُونُوا مِنْ بَعْدِهِ قَوْمًا صَالِحِينَ. And we can see here that the intention to be good after committing a sin, before you commit the sin, this is a false type of tawbah. This tawbah is not accepted, okay? Because they've already made the intention to make tawbah after they killed the brother. And this is from the Talvis al-Iblis. Shaitan says, do it and then just make tawbah. What makes them think they're going to be able to make tawbah? This is just Shaitan tricking them, saying we just make tawbah afterwards. It doesn't work that way, okay? Tawbah innama tawbatu lil-ladina ya'maluna as-su'a bi-jahalatin thumma yatubuna min ba'dihi an qareeb. Says tawbah is for those who commit a sin in ignorance, then they repent from it before they die. Okay, not you intending to do it, you know, right away. Then it says, "Qala qailu minhum la taqtulu Yusufa wa alquhu fi ghayabati al-jubbi yaltaqithu ba'du as-sayyarati in kuntum fa'ilina." It says here, look, one of them says, don't kill Yusuf, but let's throw him down into a ghayabati al-jubb. A ghayabati al-jubb teaches us a number of things. From the fa'idah is that you can't see the bottom. You can't see how deep it is. From the fawa'id, it is that when it says yaltaqithu ba'du sayyara, it shows that some caravan will pick him out, shows that they intended from the beginning to sell him into slavery. Okay? Throw him into a deep well so that whoever throws some caravan that comes by and doesn't know that well is dried up will throw their rope down because they can't see the bottom of it. And then we can sell him. This was the lesser of the two evils that were mentioned, beating him and driving him out or killing him. So they have to take care of him and keep him healthy so they can sell him. No one wants a destroyed up, beat up boy. Okay? So this is, we see from the beginning and from the fact that we see that the brother, the speaker here, and it is said it's the oldest one, was trying to do the least of the harm he could to his brother. And that is just sell them as anything else.
قالوا يا أبانا ما لك لا تأمن على يوسف وإن له لناصحون.
They say, they go to their father and they say, oh, for our father. You know, now. I think my video now has dropped.
What's the name of that area where we're going?
No, we're not going to hide. No. We're going to Jumbo, right now. No. I'm trying to get back in the class. Give me a second. Okay. Yeah, no, I'm not going to hide. No. Hey. Hey, say hello. Salam, Nacho. Salam, Nacho.
Salam.
Hey, welcome. Okay, so we're back in class. He says here, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قالوا يا أبانا ما لك لا تأمن على يوسف وإن له لناصحون. He says here, they go and they say, oh, our father, why won't you? What's wrong with you that you don't trust us with Yusuf? Let us take him with us and we will be sincere for him. From the fawaid of this is qalu, the statement they said. This shows that they had already previously spoken about and were trying to trick their own father by this qalu, they said. They're all saying this in order to convince their father. But their speech belies them, okay? Their speech belies them. And this is obvious for someone with wisdom. Why don't you trust us? So it shows that they know they're not trustworthy. Okay, we are sincere for him. Okay, then it goes on to say, أرسله معنا غدا يرتع ويلعب وإن له لحافظون. Send him with us tomorrow so he can go play and get some greenery, you know, get some fresh air. And we are for him حافظون, and we will preserve him. So from the fa'idah is to listen, that a person should listen to what a people are saying to him, because there are hints in there about what their intentions are. Or what their intentions are not. When people keep mentioning without being asked, okay, then this shows that they have already thought about that particular aspect. They said, we are sincere. They said, trust. They said, we are preserved and protected. When they weren't asked whether they had those intentions at all, okay, what they were. So this is a hint towards what their intentions are or without, okay? Right. mentioning without being asked.
قَالَ إِنِّي لَيَحْزُنَنِي أَن تَذْهَبُوا بِهِ وَأَخَافُ أَن يَأْكُلَهُ الذِّئْبُ وَأَنْتُمْ عَنْهُ غَافِلُونَ.
So here from this particular ayah, Ya'qub's response to them is, I am afraid. He tells them the reason. I am afraid that if you all left with him, you would leave him by your bags and a wolf would eat him and you will be unmindful of him. From the fa'idah of this particular ayah is that you should not give someone proof that you do not trust. A person that you do not, or people you do not trust, you do not give them reasons that they can use against you or against your argument if you do not trust them. He gives them reason. He says, oh, I'm afraid that this might happen if you, you know, if I sent him with you. So he, by giving them that, they can now use that as an excuse. Oh, it was just like you said. Okay? Don't give proofs to the people you don't trust. Okay? That they can then use against you later on. So this teaching, you can conceal your reasons from the fawaid is, you can conceal your reasons for doing or not doing something if you do not trust the other people with that information. Okay, your reasoning why. Okay? They go on to say,
قَالُوا لَئِنْ أَكَلَهُ الذِّئْبُ وَنَحْنُ عُصْبَةٌ إِنَّا إِذَا لَخَاسِرُونَ.
So the people, they're not too wise here. They respond because of their arrogance. In a state of arrogance, they from, if a wolf ate them when we're there, then you know, we're this strong group. So their statement shows their reliance solely on their strength. وَإِنَّا نَحْنُ عُصْبَةٌ. We're a big, strong gang. Okay, then we would be a bunch of losers. So again, so now it also implies that they're, again, their intention, they think that their father thinks that they're losers. Okay, so they have to keep mentioning the things that are in their mind. He didn't say that you are losers. He said that you might be ghafilun anhum. But they said, if that happened, then we'd be a bunch of losers, certainly be losers. Again, they're in what people think about themselves, they'll mention it to you. Is one of the fawaid here. They mention it to him that they were losers, right? That they would be losers if that happened. Because they believe that he doesn't trust in them and their ability.
فَلَمَّا ذَهَبُوا بِهِ وَأَجْمَعُوا أَنْ يَجْعَلُوهُ فِي غَيَابَاتِ الْجُبِّ وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْهِ لَتُنَبِّئَنَّهُمْ بِأَمْرِهِمْ هَذَا وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ.
From the fawaid of his particular ayah, he says, so then when they went, ذَهَبُوا بِهِ, they went away with Yusuf.
وَأَجْمَعُوا أَنْ يَجْعَلُوهُ فِي غَيَابَاتِ الْجُبِّ.
When they were about to throw him inside the well,
وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْهِ,
then Allah says, he let Yusuf know. He sent inspiration to Yusuf to let him know, you will let them know, or you will inform them about this and they won't realize it. So from the fawaid of this is that Allah gave Yusuf knowledge, even while it was happening, that this was going to pass. That this particular event, that you're being thrown into this hole now, you're not going to die here. You will see them later on and they won't even realize it. Okay, so we want to stop here at this particular point because I've given you, you know, at least 15, but why, if not more,
18.
I've given you about, you know, 18 fawaid. We'll pick it up tomorrow and we'll give you more than 100 fawaid, inshallah.
Subhanak Allahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Wa jazakum Allah khair.